Lake Tenaya burst upon our delighted vision, its placid surface set like a gem amongst magnificent mountains, the most conspicuous of which are the Mount Hoffman group on the left and Cathedral Peak beyond the lake. After supper, I went with Mr. Muir and sat on a high rock jutting into the lake. It was full moon. I never saw a more delightful scene. This little lake, 1 mile long and a half mile wide, is actually embosomed in the mountains, being surrounded by rock eminences 2,000 feet high of the most picturesque forms, which come down to the very water's edge. The deep stillness of the night, the silvery light and deep shadows of the mountains, the reflection on the water, broken into thousands of glittering points by the ruffled surface, the gentle lapping of the wavelets upon the rocky shore, all these seemed exquisitely harmonized with each other, and the grand harmony made answering music in our hearts. Gradually the lake surface became quiet and mirror-like, and the exquisite surrounding scenery was seen double. For an hour we remained sitting in silent enjoyment of this delicious scene, which we reluctantly left to go to bed.